So basically what we have right now is an attempt by the Russian Federation to legalize something that's already there for 8 years.
And do you think Putin has any interest in a diplomatic solution?
If you were strong enough to listen to this torrent of narratives, well, you tell me, what do you think? I'm not Putin's spokesperson. He has another gentleman.
You said you had not
Security
afraid
Council
of,
to
sorry.
Which steps you would like the Security Council to take next that they are not taking.
Not taking what?
Say it again.
What steps would you like them to take that they're not?
The Security Council has to continue discussing the situation. The situation has been with us for 8 years. We have now a new phase, a very dangerous phase. And I was very, very, very much impressed with the majority of the statements.
But that's enough. Is this enough for you?
No, it's not enough. It's not enough for you, whatever country you represent, you know? So talk to your government and insist that your government saves the United Nations.
So, your minister, excuse me, you said you're not afraid of anyone and or anything. So what are you going to do if they invade?
We're going to defend our country.
Your minister of interior said that Wagner.
I'm not a spokesperson for the minister of interior.
Your government just say they now expect that the West does something. I mean, does something.
Not the West, the entire civilized community, right?
Yes.
It's not a West has been hit by Kremlin, but it, as you heard today, my dear friend, as you heard today from Africa, and I invite you to reread the African statements. It's not about the West, after all. If there was anything very important in today's meeting, it was a very, very, very powerful statement by the African ambassadors when they spoke about colonialism, when they spoke about borders, when they spoke about imperialism. I invite you seriously to read the Kenyan statement. I invite you seriously to let your readers know about the statement of Ambassador of Ghana. I invite you seriously to share with your readers and viewers the statements by Gabon. I invite you to listen once again what the ambassador of Mexico and Brazil said. Even the Russian ambassador, in his concluding remarks, said that the majority unfortunately said this and that. Even he confirmed de facto that the majority of the Security Council was not buying his arguments.
So you were not happy with the European statements?
Who said I was not happy? Don't put words in my mouth.
What do you think about the sanction?
Oh, wait a second. Let me ask the gentleman. Go ahead.
What do you think about the sanction from the United States and United Kingdom?
Well, I think I have to see them first. I haven't seen them yet.
Are going to break diplomatic relations with Russia?
What for? What for? To be emotional and dramatic? We're not in the theater. It's up to my government to decide. We will take very informed decisions. And if you followed the meeting of the National Security and Defense Council of today in Ukraine, they remained open. They went, they left the room, but they said that the meeting of the Security Council of Ukraine will continue to adopt necessary decisions.
Ambassador, the United States is convinced that there will be a further invasion. Are you?
There will be a further invasion. Putin said himself that he sent additional troops to Ukraine, so it's going to be an invasion. Read Putin's words on this.
Ambassador, going back to the Normandy format, you mentioned that. Is there any response about going back to the table? Because that will be to revise the Minsk agreement.
By Putin?
Between you, France, Germany, Jews.
We all want to have summit. And you can read the statements by the office of Macron and by the office of the German Chancellor on the issue. We are all, with the exception of Russia, willing to sit down unconditionally and discuss in the Normandy format necessary steps. It's only Russia who puts conditions.
The U.S. said the Minsk agreement is a threat to peace. So is there hope that
you... Said what?
the U.S. ambassador said the Minsk agreement is a threat to peace. So
I'm not commenting on the U.S. statements. Okay, I mean, they have a powerful mission with many spokespersons.
But do you think that you can really take it up again and there is hope that diplomacy has a chance?
I said on the Minsk agreements what I said in my statement. You can quote my line in the statement on the Minsk.
Sir, can I ask what document you held up today in the meeting?
It was very well. I can show it again. Right, look. This one is the decree by President Putin of 26th of August 2008 on recognition of, I think it was Ossetia, right?
Okay.
That is a decree of today, all right? It's identical twins. You change the geography, and in the Ukrainian decision, you just insert a couple of words on Minsk, because there was no Minsk in Georgia case. Copy machine, you know, copy. Next is country A, B, C, D, F. You can go online, the Kremlin site, and you can print it yourself, right? So if you want to have an authoritative copy, go on Kremlin's site and print out the decrees of 2008, number 1261, and the decree of 2022, number 72. And make a comparison.
Mr. Ambassador, I actually heard the African speeches. They were very good, you're right. But now, in practical terms, what do you expect from the country that can help Ukraine? And my other question is, things got worse, much worse than a few months ago.
Right.
Is there anything that your government will do different or what did in the last months?
Oh, is there anything that the government of the Russian Federation can do differently to improve the situation? My question is, is there anything that the government of the Russian Federation can do to agree with Ukraine, France, and Germany to sit down and discuss things around the table of Normandy 4 and other formats? So I would refer you to the government of Russia and to their spokespeople. Thank you. Good night.